Fakakta Comedy Funhouse Network.
Hey everybody, it's The Voice, and we're back with another week of drunken lullabies for your ass. You better recognize. You better call somebody. I'm breaking out the wrestling references already.
Already.
So, I'm wearing a Demolition t-shirt. It's to be expected.
On IBWIP, I said something about a lot of 80s wrestling on our show when I was plugging it. Mm-hmm. And Jason was like, 80s wrestling, you know? And I was like, yeah, that's become like a normal feature.
Well, I know, Dustin is an aficionado, so aficionado. It was no surprise.
We wasn't surprised, but now that's like part of our shtick now.
And I know you recognize that voice. That's Beermansky. We're in his love hole.
Again.
And to his left, making a return appearance, it's been a little while. It's the Bottle Cap Kid.
Hello, my
Jason
friends.
He's back.
Ah, thanks for having me back, fellas. It's always a treat.
You're welcome. And we've got some other familiar voices. We've got Freckles.
Hello.
And Drunkle Andy.
Let's get cracking.
Oh, that's my phrase on the other
I
show.
I like that.
I had you're to, gonna, man, sorry. Not,
see,
sorry.
This is what happens.
Sorry.
He steals my wife from you guys, and now Drunkle Andy's going to come on my show and steal...
You're going to come on my show.
You're going to come on my show.
My shit.
It's all very incestuous.
Let's give people a second here to think. Are they having deja vu?
Yeah.
Our core listeners?
We've heard this lineup before,
well, I feel
right?
like I've heard all these people do a show together, but which one was it?
Did it give you hardwood?
Hardwood. That's a good clue.
Yes. We drank a lot of Dogfish Head beers that ABV in the Drunken Lullaby Studios.
If you guessed the Dogfish episode.
Episode 6.
Yep.
And here we are again.
I remember Freckles was talking a lot about STDs for whatever reason on that episode.
She was
really into it.
I'm pretty sure it was about you. I think you admitted you had hepatitis and
yeah.
I don't know.
All right. He's financially in shambles and can't afford any kind of...
After this episode comes out, I want to see a lot of downloads for episode 6. We're going to see a sharp increase because people are going to want to go back and hear what we're talking about.
Say Shark Week?
Shark Week, yes.
Ooh.
Shark Week. That's
shark
every week.
Shark Week, yep.
Shark. All right, well, this
shark
week, we don't really have a...
Nemo reference.
We don't really have a huge theme. We're just going to roll with...
We just did random. Sometimes it's fun to do the breweries, but this time it was like... You had some stuff you brought back from Chicago. I had some good stuff I picked up recently, and it was just like, let's do whatever. So sometimes that's fun.
Well, the word of the day, we got the drinking game.
Explain the rules in case someone's listening for the first
time. In case you're a noob.
I want to listen to episode 27 or whatever. We're going to start at episode 31 now, I think. Is that what it is?
Yes. Yeah. If we swear, if we make a pop culture reference and do an impression...
We don't do any of that.
If we have an audible expulsion of gas, whether burping or farting or sneezing...
Yeah, we determined that sneezes count. I forget which episode, but it was an official ruling.
Dustin said it sneezes smell.
Yeah.
It went to the official council of Drunken Lullabies.
Yeah.
They came back and said, yes, we'll allow it.
Sharts
do count.
So, and anytime the word of the day is said, and for this week...
Penis.
No, we already did that.
Vagina.
Vagina?
I was just going to say...
Mangina. I like that.
The word of the day this week is shart, because we've said it twice already, so... May as well go with it.
Good work.
It
is
right up there with
too,
penis
so.
For me.
You brought our first beer, Blake. So why don't you tell us what it is?
Are we spinning the bottle, too? Or?
Oh, yeah, I guess we could.
You gotta chug that much.
Jason, I was trying to get past that because I don't know if you know this. I have, however you look at it, either a very good record or very bad record.
And I have the second best record or second worst record.
By doing it once,
and you know why?
Right?
No, I've done it more than
he's done it.
Oh, that's right.
A couple times. Thrice, I think.
Yeah. But and you know how much other people have done it?
Zero times.
Nine.
Yeah. This week, though,
no,
this
not
week,
nine times.
This week, my odds, there are five of us. It's going to be someone.
20% chance.
There's only a 40% chance it's me or Dustin, so there's a better chance it's one of you people.
I think it'll be Andy.
I hope so.
My money's on you.
Oh, all right. Thanks. Well, we got a Leinenkugel Summer Shandy for the winner-loser. So, let's hear that killer theme song.
I love it so much.
It is so good.
Let's pound that beer and play Spin the Bottle.
Mm-hmm. Max is fired up, so come on, drink it all night long. Slam it, girl. 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 Where's the marching band at? Pound that beer. Pound that beer. Don't run wild, no. Pound that beer. Pound that beer. Pound that beer. Don't run wild, no. Pound that beer. Bubble on
back to the bar. Okay. Let's see who the loser is.
Oh my god.
This game is rigged.
No.
Someone's magnetically controlling that thing or
your
using,
magnetic personality.
Using brain control.
I'll get you next time, Gadget.
That was pretty fucking
brain
good.
Control.
That was alright. Should I shotgun this?
Chug it. Hmm.
Well, that might get messy. We'll just.
Oh, he's got a knife.
Oh.
He's ready.
Did you hear that sound effect?
It's severely blown out of
knife.
That's not a knife.
This thing is scaring me.
Dude, if you cut yourself open on the show, we're continuing without you.
That'd be a podcast first.
Yeah,
you always send the blade first. Okay.
All right.
All right, we got a shotgun.
Why not?
Yeah.
Cheers.
There he goes.
Oh my god, magic. Incredible. And then the crowd approves.
Woo! That was cool. It's very cool.
Well done.
Very cool.
What do you think, Smashley?
No comment. No
comment. Nice. Good work, man.
I'm so glad I got to do that again.
And that concludes this week's portion of Blake Chugs a Beer.
Yeah, right. Seriously, that should be the new name of this skit, or bit, or...
All right. Well,
I like Summer Shandy too. I just
not in that form.
Usually, it doesn't come in that fast.
Okay. Well,
so she said.
Hey-o.
Here's our first beer. Take some, pass it around.
I give you a smaller glass, Jason. I'm sorry. I know. Actually, that still holds probably as much as in.
Is in those?
Yeah.
Oh, thank you.
He got it early.
Thank you.
That was nice.
I didn't chug. That's ham sandwich.
Ham sandwich.
Ham sandwich. Jam sandwich. I gotta get my...
Never jam today.
Hold on there, bro. Never. I gotta get my picture.
Jam.
I gotta take my
picture. So that's my wife.
Yeah.
And she's like, really?
Yeah.
That's the dumbest thing I've ever seen. I'm like,
jam tomorrow. You're the jam dumbest thing I've ever seen.
That's a callback from a few episodes ago. You should listen to it. Drunkle Andy and I sang Carol Channing song.
I missed that one. Oh, jeez, I remember that.
It's called Never Jam Today.
Is that already out?
It was recorded at the IBWIP studios.
Oh.
Yeah. We talked about the Alice in Wonderland.
It's actually the first episode I listened to on a Sunday.
Really?
Because I was that excited. I couldn't wait till Monday.
Well, the beer that we are drinking is called Share This. Which is what we're doing. Share This Coffee, or just Share This?
It's just called Share This
Coffee.
And I believe it's coffee a coffee version. Stout, yeah.
Okay, so it's an Imperial Stout with coffee.
French. It's very good.
It says, Share This trademarked. It is trademarked.
Oh, it is?
So we now have to pay them for saying that.
Shit.
Experience with a friend, and in the process, you'll be part of helping friends in the Philippines become mobile for the first time.
No,
thank God.
I'm out.
For every bottle we produce,
you won't do that.
Not interested.
I am not here to support.
There's a lot of things I'll do, and that is not one of them.
I want those Filipinos hobbled.
Yeah, they need to be.
Hey, if we go to war, I don't want them all mobile and shit.
Right.
Well, free wheelchair mission receives $1.
All right, I'm back.
So share
and
this.
And it's called Shart This. Is
yeah.
that right?
Shart This beer, and it's made with Mostra coffee. And it's brewed and bottled by the brewery in Placenta, California.
Can Daddy have
Placenta.
A little more?
Placenta?
Daddy likes that one.
Placentia. But
Placenta's
more
sir.
Fun to say.
It's way more funner.
Daddy like. That is good.
Jason?
Sure.
I like... Do you like... Now, who here is a coffee drinker?
Me.
Not me.
Not me.
Okay.
People
Freckles,
can't see you raise your hand.
I
Santa.
Am.
I like the taste of coffee. Caffeine. Mm. I don't know if you guys can tell I'm already a little high strung, but
what?
Caffeine makes me like jittery and crazy.
Coffee.
I already mildly probably have Tourette's, so any more twitching is...
Probably.
Well, I've never been officially diagnosed, so...
We're doing it tonight.
So I don't need any more jitters as it is. No. So, but I love the taste of coffee.
I love the taste of coffee. And I like my coffee like Jason likes his women.
Black.
Thick and black.
Thick and black.
Yeah. You know?
And independent.
Yeah.
He is the black, the black magnet.
Independently wealthy.
They don't call him the black magnet for nothing. Mm.
It's now the black rat snake.
Oh, sorry. It changes every week.
Thank you, Dustin.
It was a black magnet.
That was Dustin's, yeah.
Oh, wow.
The black rat tail.
Her black majesty.
Her black majesty. Wow, there's so many names.
So many AKAs.
Well, listen to Couch Pilots or IBWIP to hear all the rest of them, because that's where they happen.
There are many, many a name.
Now, I know Freckles and I, we now have a Keurig at the house, thanks to her moving in, and yes. Drew, the kiddo, was very excited about now having one of those at her disposal, because she drinks coffee.
She drinks coffee?
I don't, and Woo. She does. So,
step game up!
That's the, you know, the kids nowadays are drinking the coffee.
Yeah.
I've noticed.
You're hip. You're with it. You gotta have a reason to go to Starbucks.
Yeah.
Well, kids be drinking.
Like, I'm not drinking a Frappuccino. What do you think, I'm 12?
Duh.
I'm 14.
I don't go to Starbucks.
I don't drink Frappuccinos.
I can't afford their coffee.
Ashley goes there, like, every week.
Whoa, every week.
I didn't mean to say every week. I meant to say
that's so
every day of the week. And I said every week.
That's so peaking to say.
I meant to say every day of the week.
Did you say
it? On the telephone.
Every damn night.
What is that from?
That's a weird science reference.
Oh. I haven't seen that. I need to.
You do need
that's
to.
One of those 80s movies I was
This is damn good. I folks. Not,
yeah, it is good. It is just good. Coffee flavor, if you,
Yeah, this one's...
This might still be out when you're listening to this somewhere, if they get brewery, because I think this was, like, you know, a limited... Well, I don't think any of the... Well, yeah, they do have some year-round stuff, but this isn't, like, something they have all the time, but it's one of those more available limited
did I
releases.
I see what the ABV was?
So if you're know, near the brewery, you can get...
It's,
I think
it's 11.9. Yes. This is going to be the strongest one we drink tonight, so we're starting
start
off,
strong, and then ease your way... Well, exactly. It's not really easing our way down, because some of the other ones aren't that weak. But.
This is your beer, Blake?
Yeah, he's supplying this one. Okay. I'm enjoying it. I'm glad that this is about all I'm drinking of it. I have, like, it would be too heavy for me to drink a full...
I could drink
you're not a big stout guy.
...glass of it, but I can enjoy...
I'm a big stout guy.
...in this.
You really are.
I know. I
like,
try.
That works on two levels.
It does.
Because you like stouts, but you are a big stout guy.
Oh, yeah.
See, I didn't know if you got that when you said
I didn't
it.
Even get it.
There's
a handle, and there's a spout.
Yeah.
And he gets all steamed up.
Here
and shout.
It's the night nursery rhymes. Yeah, you guys.
Yeah, we were talking about the
I feel like curly from
the swallowed the spider and cider and the
lady
fly.
Who swallowed the fly and she swallowed a horse and I said that's very obscene for a child. To
yeah,
be
that's on barnyardbabes.com.
Like I've seen that video.
She swallowed a horse, of course.
Of course, she swallowed a horse.
That's what you do in Tijuana.
I don't remember that part of the ride.
I've been to the horse show.
It happens in Bangkok. Stays in Bangkok.
You've seen that show live
one time and what time's all you need.
Are they in a wheelchair
in your brain.
Now
people
they are.
In Bangkok?
Yeah.
One night in Bangkok makes
mobile.
A man go crazy.
Makes a heart man
head.
Oh, look at you. One night in Bangkok makes a heart man.
Do you know what that's from?
It's a play.
It's from a musical.
It's a Broadway musical. Or not play, Broadway musical. It's about chess.
That's what it's called.
It's just called chess?
Chess, yeah.
Bangkok.
It should be called
Bangkok.
It should be called what?
Oriental City.
Shark.
Checkmate.
Sharkmate.
Or Sharkmate.
I love that song.
Sharkmate.
I really do love that song. Last someone think
dingo
I'm
ate your
around.
Baby.
Maybe the dingo ate your baby.
Did you read that?
These pretzels are making me thirsty.
That's. I think that's enough references for 5 minutes.
Really jam-packed them in there.
No, we,
Oh no, it's coming up the nose.
I want to say that Smashley has provided us with a nice spread of pepper jack cheese
and
cracker plates.
She just came down with that fancy plate of
they're like those
cut up
African
pepper
lip
jack.
Rings that people stick. They're awesome.
That is.
Yeah.
In case you don't know, we have these big crackers.
Bottle Cap Kid has a question.
What is this sediment here at the bottom?
Oh, those are called the dregs.
The dregs?
Yeah.
Maybe a little yeast
is
or...
like the breaks?
Well, I mean, everybody has them.
Yeah,
I've
look,
got
see,
some, too.
I got some.
What
yeast
you do is...
off the breaks!
When
off the dregs.
When you get to the bottom, You just
sip it quick.
Knock it back real quick.
Just you close get sad. Your eyes.
And then when you have loose poops tomorrow, you know why.
You'll remember when you burp this up.
Poops McGooch.
Sharks McTarts.
So, what is everybody drinking out of? We haven't played this game in a while because we haven't been at my house. But I think tonight we all have special glasses
of
different breweries. So, Andy, start with, since
what is Andy
you're
drinking
the only
out of?
Guest that brings your own drinking.
And I respect that.
I never leave home without it.
Ever?
Some people
like
use
even
a
at work?
Credit card?
You just walk into work with that?
No, okay.
Do you have like
I
a case
then.
For it?
Thanks, Blake.
You were supposed to say yes.
Yeah, it's like the keeper of the case. Cup. He wears.
Right.
He has these gloves that he puts on as he removes it, like the Holy Grail.
You got to play Murray Head while it's coming out of the box.
Yeah.
No, it's just my...
Bangkok.
I'm Bangkok. Wait, no.
Yeah.
Work out. No, it's my Founder's Cup. Backwoods Bastard. I thoroughly enjoy it.
I am drinking out of my recently acquired Carbon 4 glass from Madison, Wisconsin.
Have we ever drank any Carbon?
I don't think so, because we haven't had Fancy Factory on the show. I was going to bring some back, but I didn't make it to a liquor store, surprisingly, and the only one I had was a growler that I drank while I was there. Not even a growler, a howler, I believe it's called. The 32-ounce. The 32-ounce
the baby
version.
Growlers.
I don't know why, just I didn't, just didn't go to a...
That's weird.
Probably because I spent enough money when I was up there, as I don't need to buy any more beer. We went to this cocktail bar in Madison. If you're ever in Madison, go to this cocktail bar called Merchant.
Okay.
Almost all the drinks are between like $8 and $11, but you can go there during happy hour and you get like $2 off or something, but still, they're worth it. Ashley and I got there the first day, and we were sitting at the bar during happy hour. We each had like 3 cocktails in an hour, and then we were looking at each other like, we're really drunk. And we had to get some cheese curds, and then...
you know what? There's never a bad time for cheese curds.
No, that was the best part of
Wisconsin.
Yeah, every place in Wisconsin, even like you're at the fanciest restaurants, they had cheese curds.
You can go to a stranger's house,
I'm moving here.
Knock on their door, and they will greet you with
cheese curds.
Dude,
that is the best part of Wisconsin. It is no joke. We were at this like fancy farm-to-table restaurant. You know, like all this stuff, cheese curds on the menu. And I was like, yeah, I like this.
Jason, where are you drinking out of?
I want to say that I like that Carbon logo. That's really cool.
That's pretty cool, isn't it?
I'm drinking out of the classic New Glarus Brewing Drink Indigenous glass. It's, I don't know, about twice the size
of
the
shot
glass.
Is that because you like black people?
It's like a sampler...
Yes. Indigenous? Is that why?
Yeah, it's about a 5-ounce glass.
There are white indigenous people too, Dustin. I don't know why you would take it there.
Tarzan?
That's a really dark...
Yeah, have you ever heard of Tarzan?
I guess.
Ever heard of him?
Good one, white man.
Good point.
Thanks.
Andy, thank you for bringing
Everyone's
us back to reality.
Back
Oop,
to
there goes gravity.
Mm.
Oop, he's so mad, but he won't give up that easy.
I'm drinking out of
sorry,
a little company I think you've probably heard of. They just so happen to be our sponsor, Distill Brewery.
Yeah. Man, I bet your beer tastes twice as good then.
Mm-hmm. Always.
Yeah, damn it.
Every
Should
time I
that
got
glass.
That Distill logo
I really
looking
up.
At me, and you know, now that they're sponsoring us even longer... They're on board with us for another 3 months, whether they like it or not.
That's right.
That's another logo I really like. Distill. Do you guys, since you guys know the guys at Distill, do you have like inside knowledge on some of their?
I can get you a JPEG if that's what you're wanting.
I'm just asking for a JPEG.
Like a really.
We know Jeremy. Not Jeremy. What kind of a big deal? And we got
some for you. I'll do PDF.
We can get you an in with the guy designing all the stuff.
I was gonna say I've heard you guys
Jeremy
talking to those people about designing, but specifically that logo. Do you know who created that? By chance?
I don't know if that was like the owner.
Yeah, I'm not. Because
that was probably, was that
I think
pre-Jeremy?
That was pre-Jeremy.
I don't know, because I know a couple of the cans
that
were,
was
but
PJ.
I don't know. PJ?
Yeah.
Pre-Jeremy? Cottrell? Well, that was a joke, because we have PJ and Cottrell on the show? No?
Yeah.
Okay, alright, sorry. That bombed.
What was that PJ's last name?
That was the,
yes.
The crickets.
That PJ?
Yes.
Mm. Like the logo.
PJ and the Bear.
PJ and the Bear, yeah. He brought that wicked hardcore.
That's the one Jason hasn't heard because we sing Carol Channing songs. Freckles, what are you drinking out of?
I'm drinking out of a Founders Brewing Company.
Oh.
Good choice.
You better watch yourself, Dustin, because she might be leaving here with Andy tonight.
Wax my stash today.
Oh.
You'll be walking over, but you'll be limping back. Come on, Cletus, come on.
Come on with it.
All right, I think it's time for another beer.
Yeah.
This is one that Freckles supplied.
She's the best. I wish she were here so she could enjoy this with us.
She's the freckliest.
Wait, she is here.
All right, you guys hear this. I'll get us three.
You three amigos.
This is a... Don't shotgun this one, Blake.
When I see a can, that's like the first thought that crosses my mind.
You grab another man's knife and you point the blade back at him when you're done.
Here you go.
Do you want this back a lot of times in a row?
Thank you, sir.
Thank God.
Look at the head on that beard.
Jam! I think Jason is physically snorting the head.
That is.
You don't have to actually snort the head,
that's
Jason. You
can
just
skills.
So this one is a collaboration between Revolution from Chicago and Upland, and they're in Indiana. Yeah, it's called Rev It Up. It is cold infused with dark matter coffee.
Oh, dark matter! Nice.
It's a coffee brown ale, 5.5%.
Revolution and Upland. That is not a. I never would have thought of them necessarily coming together. A lot. When I think of Upland, I typically think of their sours, but I forget that they do have. I mean,
yeah, the sour,
they're known for their sours, but they do have like Teddy Bear Kisses, more, which we had on the show. Mm-hmm. I forget Valentine's. They do have some regular non sours. So
you say 10 to 12 cases?
Yeah.
Huh.
Teddy Bear Kisses.
Asshole.
I'm sorry.
He's hard of hearing, so I was just telling him yes.
A what?
Not to embarrass him.
I'm sorry. What?
You guys? No, you guys
we were saying we love you.
Okay. I love you guys too. There's some still left in there. I didn't know if Black wanted it anymore.
I've heard you guys talk about. Yeah, sure. Fill me up. About. Fill me all
soul.
Way up.
Soul.
What
fill her up.
Why do companies get together to make different brews?
Why wouldn't they?
Okay, I was just curious. I didn't know if there was.
You know, maybe. There's probably some marketing behind it. You know,
sure
just like, hey, if the two of us make a beer, it might sell better. You know, just because some people like that, like collaborations. Tons of breweries do it. And I think part of it, too, is just it's fun. Yeah, it's just fun because craft beer, a part of the whole craft beer movement is, like, rather than, like, you know, like a Miller and Coors or, well, granted, they're
things being isolated.
You know, like, all these different places, which a lot of them are combining now. But, yeah, like, you know, kind of competing against each other. Craft beer is kind of like we all want to do well. We just want people to drink craft beer. We're not necessarily, like, we're not trying to put you out of business. So that's, like, part of, like, especially when craft beer is starting out, like the mantra is this, you know, kind of like we all want to succeed and do well. So,
sure.
Plus, I think part of it's just these guys, you know, they have fun, you know, like if you're a brewer and you always do, you know, like a lot of your own stuff, you kind of want somebody else's point of view or, you know, somebody else's opinion. So you get together, kind of
makes sense.
Expand your horizons
from the other folks.
Yeah.
Well, what's interesting is there's two versions of this.
Oh, really?
This, I believe, is the Revolution one, which that's why it's the Rev'd Up. But, and then the other one is going to be Rev'd Up.
Up.
Because it's the Upland one.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a coffee-infused blonde ale, I believe.
Okay. Yeah.
So, but cool. We were drinking the Revolution.
Some breweries do that, too. Three Floyds did that with, who did they do that with? Because I think it was like the brewery. Because they had a beer where it was like the ones brewed at one brewery were infected, and the ones brewed at the other brewery weren't. So people were like, which one do you have? Because it's the same beer, but like they brewed half at one brewery, half at the other brewery, and like the bottles were just like a different color or something.
Gotcha. So like when you go to, I don't know if you guys have ever been to New Belgium brewery?
Nope.
No, I
so
wish.
When you take the tour,
that's in Fort Collins, right?
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
They tell you.
Maybe someday. Hey, we've got plans. We have a list of places we want to go, and Colorado is one of them.
That is a good place to go.
Yeah.
But they tell about how, I don't remember what his name is, but the dude who owns New Belgium used to homebrew in the 80s with, I think it's Tim O'Dell, the guy from O'Dell Breweries.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So they used to homebrew together, and then they just kind of split ways and started their own.
They both have, like, decently.
I mean, they're okay.
They're, like, doing okay. Their breweries are, like, okay now.
Yeah, they do all right.
So, Brianna, where did you pick this one up at?
At Benny's in Naperville.
Oh, okay. Why were you in Naperville?
I was there with my son to go to Sky Zone. We stopped at Benny's.
Like any good mother should.
I was at work. And
I did so much Google reviewing, though, to see what people would think about me taking him into Benny's, though.
You Google reviewed it?
Yes,
my kids love going
to
Broadway Liquors.
Ah, who cares? I used to love going to Broadway Liquors and Pekin when I was a kid. My dad would take me there
because
I thought it was so cool. Yeah, and Sucker and Fish, and then there was all this, like, old stuff hanging up everywhere. It was, like, going in, like, a Cracker Barrel or
Hippie will take you in the back, get you stoned.
Yeah.
Not anymore.
Breathe on you, and you'll get spliced.
No, we thought maybe they would have craft soda, and I was like, that could be his in, because I've taken Drew into Friar Tuck before and bought craft soda.
Yeah. No, I don't think anyone judges you. It's like you're an adult, and maybe you're out with your child, and you go in to pick up some beer. Sure. I mean, if you were in there for like 2 hours looking at craft bottles, and your kid's like, you know, Mommy, I want to go, and you're like, shut up!
Yeah. Lay off me, I'm starving. I'm thirsty. Yeah.
But, you know, when you twist your knee jumping on trampolines with your son, I think you get a pass to go to a bit.
Yes.
I'm okay.
Are you going to make it?
Yes, I appreciate your concern.
Mm-hmm. Oh my God, you almost died.
It was terrible. I paid for a 90-minute jump for both of us, and 10 minutes, not even 10 minutes in, I couldn't.
Oh, wait, I remember seeing that. Did you put that on Facebook or something?
I sure did.
Yeah, it was, like, bad, huh? That sucks.
Where was that?
Well, you know what? She got back out there right before they left.
So that's one of the... Is that one of those places where you go in it and it's just, like, trampolines for miles?
Trampoline park. And then there are trampolines into a foam pit.
I want to go there.
Dodgeball trampoline.
Can I go there?
Trampoline dodgeball.
Don't go. I want
to
go.
Yeah, I was talking to a guy at work.
You have to buy special socks.
Do you have to have a child?
No.
It's not like Chuck E. Cheese.
That's what I was wondering.
You don't need a child to go to Chuck E. Cheese anymore, you know?
Oh, you don't?
I don't think
so. If you want to just get into a fight with a random stranger, you just go to Chuck E. Cheese.
Yeah, we're world famous.
It's easier to get the fight started with
I saw a video going around on Facebook, like, fight at Chuck E. Cheese, and I'm like, oh, where was this?
Peoria.
Oh, great.
It's like an invitation to go to it?
Class it up. It was just an advertisement from Chuck E. Cheese.
Be there.
Come on down.
Well, you know what? I think while we finish up this revved up, maybe we can listen to a little music from our band of the week. What do you think?
What's our band of the week?
It's not Shard, is it?
No. I love Shard. They're great. I hope it's Shard.
Shard Attack.
It is not Shard, unfortunately. Our band of the week is a band called Controller, and they are out of New York.
New York City.
New York City.
Not necessarily New York City. But they live, a few of them do live in Queens, so I mean...
That's one of the five boroughs.
Brooklyn Zoo!
Oh, we're going to just name all the boroughs now?
Sorry.
All right.
What are the five boroughs? Hold on.
I don't know.
That's going to annoy me now. It's Manhattan, Brooklyn, Queens.
Bronx.
Bismarck. The Bronx.
Bismarck.
Wait, is that really one?
West Franklin.
Bismarck, I'm like, no, but it's a fifth one. Is it Long Island? Is that really it?
And then blood.
Yeah.
At the Holland Tunnel.
I'm gonna look this up. Fuck you guys now. Just shut up. I hate you. That's gonna annoy me.
Bed-Stuy.
I'll look it up. God, stop it. Bedford-Stuy.
Do or die.
Aquemini.
Pink Eye.
All right.
Hate you. Aquemini, that is an Outkast album.
Yeah, I know.
I know you know that, asshole. Come on.
If I ever try to talk to Dustin about music,
it's like, yeah, I know that.
I know.
Alright, well anyway, this song is off of their EP called No Future, which is a story of Jason's financial career.
Oh, Christ.
And this song is called Flame on Drunken Lullabies.
Flame on Drunken Lullabies.
When you want
that was Flame, or Flama.
Flame.
Flama Blanca.
Flammy.
From,
I get it.
Eastbound and Down. Yep.
Eastbound Down.
So that was Controller. And you guess what? You're going to hear a little more from them later on. But first, we have more beer to drink. And this one is from Chicago, Illinois.
You say Chicago?
Chicago.
Okay, I'm sorry. I can't hear tonight.
Where is Chicago? Is that a big town?
It's my kind of town.
It's a big city.
Chicago is?
No. No, I
my kind of.
I'm not. A
is it your kind
of
people too?
Boroughs.
People who smile at you. Oh, for anyone listening, Staten Island was the one we couldn't think of. If you were and you know there's somebody listening, like you fucking idiot.
I live in Staten Island.
Isn't that everyone listening?
Come on, bro.
I hate you.
All right.
Well, this is from Arcade Brewery. This is another one that Freckles and I picked up at Benny's in Naperville the first time we were there.
Nice.
She went a second time because she enjoyed it so much. And this...
My initials are on that bottle.
I picked this one up strictly because of the bottle art. And the reason I did so was because it is done by Minton Williams III, otherwise known as Minton III. I own three pieces of his art. They are in Drunken Lullaby Studios on the wall.
What is he famous for? I don't... Is he just an artist or is he like illustrator?
He's a comic artist. He does
art.
Because
it looks like comics, that's why I said that.
He's had an exhibit in Paul Booth's studio.
X to the Z exhibit? Or just regular?
No, just like an art exhibit.
Like Pimp My Ride?
Yes, exactly.
But I've got some custom Batman art.
Do you know what that kind of reminds me of? Would be like a... Like Storm from the X-Men.
That's
like a cool...
Did you steal everything?
Did you say that?
I heard him say
that. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I did not hear you say that. I swear to God. It just kind of reminds me of like how like a cool dark Storm.
A lot of his art
would.
Is very...
deep.
Dark.
Yeah, it looks dark.
There's
deep and dark.
Like, you would think of alchemy, that kind of thing. You know, it's very,
yeah, no,
very
it's cool.
Cool.
I enjoy it.
But yeah, look up Minton 3 and check out his work. This is called Ars Memoria is the name of the beer. It's a red IPA.
Art.
And it's 7%. It's a memorable red IPA framed with Simcoe and Centennial hops.
I love Simcoe.
Art, so. Art Memorials?
Ars. So those are my initials.
Because that's MGM. It says something Ars. Or maybe it just says Ars Gratia.
Yeah.
At the top.
Which is Andy, Ryan, Shane.
Oh.
Gratia.
Oh, my bad.
And Gratia to you.
Oh, Gratia to you, too. I didn't realize that. Cool. Thank you. I learned something new. Wow.
Huh.
I'm not a huge fan of this one. I'm sorry.
You can tell it's a red on the nose.
You can. And in the back.
It's not bad. Maybe that's what it is. It's just because it's a red. I'm not a huge red guy.
I like reds. My wife's red.
Why don't you move to Cincinnati and take that Cubs hat off?
No, no.
Reds fan.
No. Not that.
She's an Indian outlaw. Cherokee and Choctaw.
She's half Cherokee.
Her baby. That is a Chippewa.
It is.
One of a kind. All my friends call me Bear Claw.
I ate a Bear Claw for breakfast.
Dude, you know what's so weird? This is so weird. Anyone listening probably won't care, but... Okay, so I hadn't heard that song in like probably 15 years. No joke, at work yesterday, for no reason, Tim McGraw came up, and then somebody mentioned that song, and I was like, oh my God, that's Tim McGraw? Because that's one of those songs. Because when I was a kid, I didn't realize how many songs Tim McGraw had. When I was a kid, I was like, all country sucks. But there were still the songs you heard on the radio that like you knew those songs. So I like knew that song, but I had no idea who sang it. And so we were, like, talking about that song at work yesterday, and I was listening to it, and I was like, I fucking love this song.
I think the reason I don't know who sings it is because I fucking hate country music.
I seriously didn't know that either. I'm on the same page.
But you like bluegrass.
I like bluegrass, and I like old country. I'm really sad today.
Well, I like old country.
Ralph Stanley passed away.
Oh, is that why you were going to be
Paul
singing?
Stanley?
The guy
Paul
from Marvel?
From Kiss?
No, I fucking hate Kiss, too.
Oh, sorry.
No, I'm sorry.
I work with it. Kiss is awful, and I work with the biggest Kiss fan ever.
So
you play
many
him
times.
3 seconds of any song, and he can tell you what it is. No joke.
I tried so many
times. Hey, everybody! This is Paul Stanley, and I want you
is
to fuck on my love gun!
They're like one of the most overrated bands.
Kiss
they
is
are.
Terrible.
You know, the
terrible.
One good thing they did is that Gene Simmons, right? Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That tongue guy?
Yeah.
He found Van Halen, which was nice.
That's true.
So I thank him for that.
I think he produced their demo.
Yeah.
VH dude.
What?
Yeah.
VH dude.
VH. Yeah. Vehicular homicide.
Yeah. Because it ain't Van Halen without David Lee Roth, bitch.
You know what? I like Hagar. So Bring it.
I like the guy from Extreme.
Company.
Gary Cherone.
You're the one.
I like Gary Cherone. So
Van Halen 3 was the best Van Halen.
I got all
ever.
That shit, man.
I got all their albums.
The one.
I got all that one.
You like Waylon Jennings, though.
And I do like Waylon Jennings.
Okay. He never sang for Van Halen. What are you talking about?
I like Old Country.
Well, but see, even like that song, like, I mean, not old, but like that Tim McGraw is like mid to early 90s. Even some of that country, I don't mind.
Nope.
But it's not great. Like my favorite
70s and before.
Outlaw.
Can you imagine Van Halen doing the Dukes of Hazzard theme song with Waylon Jennings?
Awesome. Just the good old boys.
Yeah. I brought my pencil.
It's a red on, man.
Anyway, this is a red. Yeah, it's got that earthy nose to it, which is usually why, you know, it sucks. Like, I'm having a red and I'm having a brown, and those are like my two least favorites.
I like reds,
but it was a red IPA, so I was hoping, you know, I gotta
like
say,
sharks, but I like it.
I like the art better than the beer.
What does that mean?
I like IPAs. It's just. It's a little too red. Too much red.
What is the red, though?
Dirty.
What is the red?
Reds are
a bit dirty.
They have, I don't know, kind of like an earthy flavor, like he's saying.
They put
some mild sweetness
in the beer.
They put a bit of period blood to make it red.
What was that one that used yeast?
Vaginal yeast.
Yeah.
There is a beer.
Was it a dogfish head?
It's a Kickstarter project.
Human vaginal yeast?
Yeah, there is a beer that was brewed with a
polar bear.
Canine polar bear.
Polar bear vaginal yeast.
North Australia.
It's really expensive because imagine collecting polar bear vaginal yeast.
Just a bunch of deer.
Very rare.
It's a bunch of deer.
You have to find a yeasty polar bear.
And it's nowhere near the polar
Express.
Well, Express.
All aboard.
The night train.
The Polar Express.
No, the night train.
I don't know why I'm so much more grossed out by a yeasty polar bear than a human.
Because you're sensible.
Because you're a normal person? Who wouldn't be?
Well, speaking of normal people, why don't...
None of us.
Yeah, I was going to say...
What about everyday people?
Why don't we...
I am everyday people.
A word from... Mr. Wendell. No.
Mr. Tennessee.
Tennessee.
Yeah. Tennessee.
We better quit singing all this or we're going to get arrested.
Yeah.
All development?
Right. It's in the development stage.
Howard Cunningham.
Richie Cunningham.
We're going to listen to some words.
Some words. Thanks.
Is that Howard his dad?
Oh, no, you don't.
Howard Hughes?
Yeah.
Oh, Howard Hughes?
Hey. I'm trying to give Dave and Adam a shout out here on the Low Blow podcast.
Those guys.
My bad. We're just sitting here talking about nothing.
So stop the fuckery and the buggery.
And the shiitake.
Shart-taki. Shart-taki.
All right, and let's hear from Low Blow on the FCF Network.
Are you sick of spoiled white people and Donald Trump bringing you the news you could care less about?
Are you sick of trolling the interwebs for penis-related news only to end up flaccid?
Do you lust for Florida only the way a mother lover can?
Then look no further than Fakakta Comedy Funhouse's Low Blow Podcast with Adam Z and Dave Rowan.
Streaming live every week at lowblowpodcast.net and available for download Thursdays at fcfnetwork.com.
Appropriately inappropriate. Oh!
All right, and that's Low Blow. They like Florida and shit.
Holy fuck.
And New Name. That's that thing they do. I got a new name for you. It's called Redanculous.
Oh, danky spanky.
And it's from Founders, which I know Drunkle Andy and Freckles will approve of. This is a 9.5% bottled on June 6th, so we're looking at a beer that's about 2 weeks
fresh,
out.
Fresh.
It smells like a bag of...
It's something.
Something that I've seen on Cops.
Yeah, because I've never smelled anything like this on purpose.
They told me it smelled like Redanculous.
You don't have smell-o-vision, idiot. She must be poor and financially in shambles and not have smell-o-vision.
So this is.
I mean, we know Jason doesn't. Sorry, Jason.
It's an Imperial Red IPA.
He's got a 12-inch.
Yeah,
it pours.
He's got a 12-inch.
Pleasing burnt amber color. Caramel malts and roasted barley introduce a subtle sweetness, but the hops are the true headliner in this big IPA.
Are.
The spicy, piney, and tropical complexities of Chinook, Mosaic, and Simcoe hops hit you right away with their dank aroma, and they stick around. It's not just ridiculous, it's redanculous.
It's redanculous.
To me,
it's redonkulous.
It's redonkulous.
The Ars Memoria was like a single A ball. And Redankulous is like the big leagues.
Nice.
You know what I'm saying?
High five it.
You know what I mean? It's like the Chicago Cubs of beer.
It really is.
First place.
Yep. They're
Skadoosh.
I love it.
Is this
that was a great Chicago Cubs.
You like
reference.
This one better, Freckles?
Then what?
Than the one we just drank.
Yes.
If we're comparing,
what about
red
you?
IPAs?
Black Magnet.
No, I don't think I'm a hoppy guy.
You know, I was saying because this one is much more hoppy. So I honestly thought you would like the last one more because it's more toward the red. And
so
this
far,
is
the red
is 2016.
I didn't mind the red.
Oh well, why don't you ruin it for everybody? Why don't you
You're
ruin it for everyone? We do our picks
your
at the end.
Yet.
So yeah. far,
hold so that
far,
shit back.
There's more beer.
Hold that shit back. Gosh. You sounded like King Hippo or something.
Boots and cats and boots and cats and boots and cats and boots and pants.
King Hippo, you remember?
Have you heard?
Yeah, I put
there's a 10-hour remix of Boots and Pants on YouTube.
Boots and Pants?
Yeah.
Boots and Pants.
What about Shiny Disco Balls? Oh, that's song.
Shirt Balls?
Drugs, Rock and Roll. Do you know that one? Shiny Disco Balls. Balls. You don't for once. Finally, a song you don't know that I
Stumped.
I poop.
Oh, yeah. I poop in the morning, I poop all day. I poop when the feeling comes my way. So I poop.
Oh! Okay. That's a song that you made up to sing.
It really doesn't?
No.
I'd buy it.
What happened was we
I
were.
I would buy it though, don't get me wrong.
We were over at her mom's house and she's got
and
one
her
of
mom
these
sang that song where she
Amazon
poops.
Echoes and you can talk to it. And you're like, Alexa, do this. Okay. And I believe it was either Jackson or I. We were like, Alexa, play poop.
Yeah.
And it says, now playing, I poop. And we're like, what? And the song starts, and it's played like on a ukulele.
You stumbled
it's,
across this
yes.
thing?
Yes. And it's,
you stumbled across poop?
I stumbled across I poop. And
it.
It's these Slippery. Two parents singing to
awesome.
A toddler about pooping. Yeah. And we watched the video. And today at work, I had the song stuck in my head. And there's one line in particular. It's like, and bam, I'm full of jam. Which makes no sense because if you're pooping, the jam should be out of you.
What's the difference between jam and jelly?
Never jam today.
Never jam today is the only difference, really. You can have jam tomorrow and jam yesterday.
But you can jelly anytime you want.
Yeah. Sure.
I was gonna go with a really
you can
dirty
be totes jelly at any time.
Well, you guys know that joke, right? Or do I have to finish it?
The totes jelly?
No, what's the difference between jam and jelly?
Mm.
I can't jelly my dick up your ass. You guys haven't heard that?
No.
Oh.
Nope.
I'm just really trying to get more listens for your last appearance. Never jam today. I keep pushing that in the hardwood.
Yeah. Push the
hardwood
into
people,
the jelly.
We push the hardwood in.
We jam it in.
Yeah.
We be jamming. Come on and jam with you. Jamming.
I was doing Lean On Me by Club Nouveau. Mm-hmm. Oh, there's a fly on your head, son.
You just hit him. There it is.
Where is it, Andy? Where is it?
It
you see it?
Andy,
I'm
you
not
see it? Get it,
you.
Andy, get it.
I will not.
Andy,
I cost
see
you.
I got it.
It flew away, sir. I'm going to say something right now.
What?
Oh.
This is really good beer.
It is.
I enjoy this Redankulous. That's a meerkat?
Yeah.
Fuck. There's a meerkat in here? You got a meerkat?
Got a meerkat on my head.
Our show is so structured. Sometimes I'm like, ugh, can we get out of this structure and just have some fun?
So boxy.
Like, I'm so tired of all this structure. You're caging me in.
I know why the cage bird sings.
This fly is really driving
Maya Angelou.
Because I had a horse fly bite me like 7 times earlier, and now whenever I see a fly.
What, out of the pool?
It's just a regular
yes.
fly. It's not a horse fly. You're good.
But
all
my
you gotta
Angel
say,
just gives
listen,
me...
Freckles, all you gotta say is, shoe fly, don't bother me.
Also, Matthew Ryan, he has a song, former guest and band artist of the week. He has
I know
a song
why the cage
called,
sings.
I know why the cage
Are you impressed I knew that was Maya Angelou? I'm good like that.
Yep.
Like the Mockingbird?
Some Langston Hughes, maybe? Hey, Bob. Hey,
you're
Bob.
Good, you're good with old black women's
that's
poetry.
That's
my favorite.
That's my favorite.
That's Back. My favorite.
Yeah, I don't think
Langston
Hughes
wrote
M'Bop. Yeah, he wrote M'Bop. Yep.
Pretty sure he didn't. He had nothing to do with that.
Classic.
M'Bop. The doobie dop. M'Bop. Hey, Bob. Hey, Bob.
Aren't we closing in on that song being like 20 years old now?
Yeah. Probably.
That's crazy.
It already is.
I still love that song.
That's crazy.
I'm not going to lie. I'm not a liar.
No, you don't.
No one
accused
you
of that. I love M'Bop.
I've known Blake for quite some time.
I love M'Bop.
Would you qualify him
I mean,
as a liar?
I mean, pre-birth, I've known him.
Dip
that was an impressive cheese bite.
Dip it up,
God, I wish everybody saw that.
God, this show is so good.
Coach used to mow my grandma's lawn.
Is that a you?
Frankie Nelson? Day.
No, no, for real. Like, for real lawn. Not like her.
Oh, and it was Craig T. Nelson?
Yeah, great. No, not that coach.
Hey, coach.
Blake Squasha. My dad. Most Ricker. People call him coach because like 90% of Pekin.
Patrick from SpongeBob
is the Silver Fox. Yes. Hey, my dad is the Silver Fox.
Hey, coach.
Marshall's dad on How I
Met. That album came out in 97, so one Same more dad. Year and it will be 20 years old.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, but singles come out before the album comes out.
That's wild. Nevermind.
I remember the first time I saw the Umbop video, I thought it was a joke. Because it's just those three assholes standing in front of a green screen.
Three long-haired assholes.
We don't have rights for this, and they're not the band of the week. Oh, funny story. I remember when the song came out.
I can play 10 seconds, though.
When the song came out, and we were sitting around the Leeway at West Campus.
That place is awesome.
And it doesn't exist anymore. But old school.
So, hold on. Stop. All right.
Collaborate and listen. The fly is back with a brand new
anyway.
Anyway, we're sitting around at the Leeway.
Let people aren't from here know. The Leeway was like this huge tunnel.
It was a hallway that connected the two buildings of the high school.
Yep.
It's where people would smoke cigarettes in between classes.
We would sit and hang out and he just killed Andy.
I hurt my earbulbs.
Did I kill it?
Sorry.
It's right down here.
All right, good job, Jason.
Fuck y'all, everybody!
Jason killed a fly with his bare hand.
Fuck your
fly. Oh my god! Your fly got some hand, right? Yeah. Sorry, listeners, but that was awesome. That was some of the coolest shit I've seen. I'm not gonna lie.
Pretty fly.
If that was
for a white guy,
I know that anyone wearing earbuds right now.
Sorry, friends.
Their eardrums are.
I'll be listening to this at work and forget about that moment, and then I'm just like, oh god.
Just to wrap up my story before we
sorry. Leeway.
No, it's fine.
Back to the Leeway.
We were talking about Hanson Mbop, and my friend was like, yeah, have you seen that video? That chick's kind of hot. And we're like, dude, that's a guy.
He's
like,
the same thing.
He's like, no.
And he's
we're like,
the middle one.
The middle one, Taylor.
My friends are like, the same thing.
It's three guys. They're brothers. He's like, no, it's not. No, it's not. And we're like, yeah.
He is way too smooth to be
a different friend. Do you remember the Tom Petty video for You Don't Know How It Feels? And at one point, there's a guy in drag that comes on and sings a couple lines.
Mm-hmm.
Another friend was like, that chick in the top. And we're like, that's a guy.
That's a dude.
That's a guy in drag.
So. Your friend was questioning his sexuality.
Apparently, they were two different friends.
So, oh boy. They ended up together.
I hope they figured things out for themselves. But I think what we need to figure out is what song we're going to play next from our good friend's controller.
Any Which Way But Loose?
That's a Clint Eastwood movie.
If you're the man joystick, they're pretty similar. They're also good.
She's bound it down.
The song we're going to play is called Separator.
I have to do that sometimes.
Really?
Separate her?
Yeah.
I heard you got to keep them separated.
Pretty funny?
Yeah.
Pretty good?
That was a softball. I'll let that one go. That was too loud. Stop doing that.
We're not recording.
Like, yeah, we are.
No, I mean, it's a music song right now.
No, the music's not on yet. I haven't let into it.
Oh, you haven't?
No.
Wait, people are hearing me right now?
Yes.
He hasn't named the song yet.
Oh, shit. I thought we were on break.
Blake, the people can hear you.
The audible fart.
Hey, everybody.
This is what I'm sorry. Up with every week, people.
Ashley walked in with a cookie dough Arctic Swirl from Double D's, and I got...
My daughter calls it
I saw
Arctic
two
Swirls.
Sets of Double D's, and I got...
Aren't they supposed to mix the cookie dough into the ice cream?
They do.
They put extra on top. It is mixed. It's also mixed.
And they put a
giant... And then there's a huge...
Are you kidding me?
...lump of... Oh, it's so good.
They sharded cookie dough.
Are we still recording? Still good.
Yeah,
if you're not from here, there's a place called Double D's, which makes the best blizzard,
the
if
best.
You will. Every hometown place calls it a blizzard something else. They're cookie dough blizzard. They take
Arctic cream.
Cookie dough.
Arctic swirl.
Get it right.
I'm sorry.
They get swirl right. the Pay cookie the dough in. They swirl the cookie dough in, and then they take like a heaping double ice cream scoop of cookie dough and put that on top. And you basically have the best experience of your life.
It really
is.
It makes me want to fart.
So I hope you never partner. I'll get it right or pay
the
price.
We just had to do the salute your shorts.
Thanks,
classic debate. You like Michael or you like the other guy?
Scottie Pippen?
Yeah. No, the first season had Michael, right? And the second season had...
Oh, yeah.
That other guy. Who you guys
The
like?
Guy that's in Rilo Kiley. I don't Blake know. Sennett is
oh,
his
he's
real
in
name.
That band?
Yeah.
I know.
He's a musician. He's also in a band called The Elected. Anyway, we're not playing either of those bands. Nope. We're playing Controller.
Yeah, I like
and this
Controller.
Is Separator on Drunken Lullabies. Controller. And now
it's time for more beer.
And this one comes courtesy of Drunkle Andy.
Hey, finally.
Everybody contributed a beer tonight except for Jason, but that's not
I was told not to.
We should be drinking a Culto.
Jason, that's kind of what I think.
No, he probably still has two of those from October.
Jason messaged me and I was like, should I bring beer? And I was like, don't bother.
Oh, bother. I'm gonna kill myself.
Thanks for noticing.
Yikes. Yeah.
My tail has a nail in it.
All right. Squall IPA from Dogfish Head.
What?
This is 9%. This could have fit in perfectly on hardwood.
That's what she said.
It's
could have fit in perfectly on hardwood.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
The episode.
Okay.
She talks to blood fart.
Well,
oh my god.
Blood fart? Is that what you
mean? He said blood fart.
That was impressive.
I have a cat. That's funny he said that.
You have a cat named blood fart?
No, we, pretty much. My parents had a cat we used to call blood fart. We would say blood fart. I mean, he was dying and my mom didn't want to put him down. My mom didn't want to put him down. So he would take these shits where he would go... Meow, and then like there would, his shit would be
he
like
literally
half,
said ow.
It would yeah, and it would be half shit, half blood, and then he was like losing his mind. Oh, and at one point,
so
he would eventually sometimes find like
why
piles of clothes.
I don't know.
At one time he shit on a pile of, like Ashley's clean clothes, and she was like furious, and she's like, "Your parents
blood
need
fart.
To put that cat down." She's like, "He blood farted all over my clothes."
Fucking cat.
That's still not happy.
Blood farted.
He did. We loved him. He was sweet cat.
Rest in peace, blood fart.
He blood farted a little too long.
Pouring out for the blood fart.
Pouring out for blood fart.
To blood fart.
Yeah.
To blood fart. Cheers.
Pour this down my gullet for blood fart. Here's to you, blood fart.
May you be blood farting in heaven.
May,
I would think
may your blood farts be warm.
That was, wasn't that an Eric Clapton song? I know.
Blood fart in heaven.
Blood farts in heaven.
Would you know my scent? If I blood farted in heaven.
That song's about his kid dying.
You know what?
Oh, man.
That is good
These
stuff.
Clothes are stained.
Would you wash my clothes if my blood farted on them?
That song's about a five-year-old kid falling
out of a hotel window.
Jesus Christ. Yeah. We are in hell.
Yeah, let's put that on Pop Radio America.
Was his kid's name Blanket?
Screeching all...
Remember? You know what I'm not referencing, right?
Yeah, but it's not a good one.
We got it.
Just
and
making
we all
sure.
gave it the respect it deserves.
Right. Just making sure.
Hey, don't be bad.
Sorry. I'm sorry, guys.
All right, well,
now he's snuggling him. They kissed earlier.
Wait, his kid really did die?
They mouth-kissed earlier.
I'll kiss anyone.
Yeah, this is,
they mouth-kissed? I missed the second mouth-kiss.
No, one was on the cheek.
No, you saw the second. Here comes three.
Oh,
audible kiss. That means
sneaky,
you have to
sneaky little.
You have
son
to
of a
finish
bitch.
Your drink. If there's an audible kiss, you have to finish your drink.
You gotta finish your drink.
Sorry,
there's an audible kiss.
Drunk.
I'll leave it to your imagination where that kiss was placed.
Mm-hmm.
That's all I'm saying.
Mind if I kiss you on the lips and then move up to your belly button?
I'm so confused right now about your genitalia, Jason.
Don't be. That 5 o'clock shadow's just a cover up.
It's paint on, spray on. Spray on 5 o'clock shadow.
He got it from Ron Popeil.
Nice.
Spray on 5 o'clock shadow.
I said it and then I forget it.
Yeah.
There you go.
Do you know that thing will cook 4 whole trout? 2 Cornish hens.
How many people need
it keeps
to cook 4 trout?
It keeps 2 vegetables piping
who
hot.
Who cooks trout?
My friends
I don't think
and I.
Ever ate trout.
My friends and I in no, high school during the summer used to watch the Ron Popeil rotisserie oven infomercial from like start to end. And those are like actual things that will cook 4 whole trout. I think it's 8 whole kebabs. You can like check me on all these.
Okay, yeah, I will. I'll check you on all of them.
Andy, I gotta say, if I was stuck in a nor'easter,
yeah.
I would love to have bottles of this because it is delicious.
It's pretty good.
I'm enjoying this.
So then,
I quite like this squad.
The artwork is pretty bitching on the front.
You know what's crazy too?
Yeah, Scrimshaw?
Knowing it's dogfish.
Scrimshaw-esque.
Knowing it's dogfish, I bet it's pretty strong.
Sam Squanch.
Yeah, 9%. This does not taste 9%.
No,
I feel like
not.
A lot of dogfish
it tastes
beers.
Like 4%.
Yeah, do not. Well, I don't know about that.
Yeah, I'd say it's a little stronger than 4. I mean, let's be honest.
It just
maybe
tastes
I'm
like
just
a regular IPA.
You guys.
Yeah,
like about know. A 6 or 7%.
Yeah. No, it's good though.
Deceivingly strong.
So they do. It's bottle conditioned, right? So
that's
they,
what it says.
Yeah. I was listening to Sam's little spiel about it.
Yep.
So they bottle condition it. They add extra yeast to it so that it just. Carbonates in the bottle.
Oh.
Yeah, they don't add carbonation to it. So it gives it that kind of bubbly champagne. Champagne.
Effervescent.
Yeah, yeah. It's very fancy.
Mm. Yeah, so I was going to say, I'm waiting for Jason to do the deep inhale
the only,
while
the only difference,
things around.
The only difference
yes,
from this
there you go.
And
that?
The 90%.
That's his,
or the 90%?
The 90%? We're going to drink
minute.
Something that's 90%?
Yeah.
Oh, that will be our last episode.
The 90 minute.
It's a good way to go out.
Only difference between this and the 90-minute is the, it's bottle
conditioned.
Now I'm
just going to sound like an idiot,
because
I'm well,
oh, what are we giggling about?
It's just the best picture ever.
Hudson looks very, did he suckle off your teeth? Is that why he's so happy?
Well, I can't talk about that.
Okay.
We could, you know, what happens in Pekin stays in Pekin.
Thank God.
Gracious.
Hudson.
I wish that someone would have told me that before I moved to Pekin.
Why? No, we're
I
South
do.
Beacon. Those rules are
oh,
not
okay,
applicable.
Oh, okay, that doesn't apply.
Yeah.
Home of the tornadoes.
Cincinnati Township.
Yep.
Good.
Yeah, we're good.
I pay both
home
taxes.
Home of the tornadoes.
So
yeah, I had a... It was definitely a different feeling than I had the other night with the tornado warnings.
Yeah, I just wanted to watch Big Brother.
Yeah, South Beacon. Yeah, yeah. Going from Peoria Heights, it's like,
well,
fuck,
I was
a,
Peoria
fuck
Heights,
a tornado
like, down
warning.
Down by the river, too. So, like, in the valley.
Down by the river.
Yeah, in a van. Not really in a van, but.
Sure.
That was a joke.
Yeah, going to South Beacon, it's kind of like, you know, that's, well, and even
this
tornado
is
warnings.
Real
yeah,
tornado
Sunset Hills.
This is real shit. Yeah.
Shit's getting real.
Anyone
shit
listening,
got
like,
real.
I used to live in, like, a hill. Philly area.
People are
town.
Tuned out.
Yeah. But you used to not worry, and then you move over here, and then, like, the day that tornado actually... There was a tornado, for anyone listening, that hit, like, not far from me around here. And, like, that freaked me out, and especially because that morning I was lying in bed and the tornado sirens were going off. This was pre-baby. Mm-hmm. And Ashley came up and woke me up, like, tornado sirens are going off. I'm like, I don't care, let me sleep. But I came downstairs, and then it was like, oh, hey, a tornado hit, like, a half mile from
I was thankful. That one skipped South Pekin. They decided to, they're like, you know what? We got you a decade ago.
Fucked you guys enough.
Look at
you.
They decided.
The tornadoes. The tornado gods.
Tornadoes.
Twister. Lord Twister.
Lord Twister.
Oh, okay, yeah.
He who must not be named.
And his twisted sister.
There's a really good Twisted Sister documentary on Netflix now. I don't know if you've seen it. You should check it out.
Real quick, what's the best Twisted Sister song?
That one.
I wanna rock! Rock!
Oh, that was loud.
Sorry.
Jack, you're welcome.
I want to rock!
Yeah.
My son.
Jackson knows that song.
Burn in Hell.
No, he... Well, no. Yeah.
Whoa!
Don't you say that about my
son. He's a good kid. Your son can rot in hell.
Yipers.
You know what? Jackson made no burn in hell because that's in Pee-wee's Big Adventure.
That is my... Yeah. That's like one of my all-time favorite rock songs.
You're gonna burn in hell.
While he's crawling across the car on the back
Sing,
lot,
no
Pee-wee
weevil,
rides by
don't
and...
Don't you hit no weevil. Yeah. Great, one of the
so yeah, check it out on
sorry,
Netflix.
I don't know like any Twisted Sister songs.
That's all right.
I mean, I don't want to rock.
We're not going to take it.
I'm with you, yeah.
So hey, do you guys remember
that? Oh, yeah, that's him too. That's right. When I
go. What's that, Andy?
You guys remember, I don't know if you remember that electronic football game you play?
Oh, yeah, where they just vibrate across. Yeah.
Vibrates? So, right, so Sam was from Dogfish Head was trying to figure out how to add more hops to his beer. So he dumped a shitload of hops in at the beginning.
And an electric football game?
Yeah, no, seriously, that's how I did it. So he dumped a shitload of hops in at first, right?
He's
and then
so
they're
serious.
Like, oh, it's so super bitter. This is terrible. He's like, well, I got to figure out a way. And then he was watching, I don't know, some infomercial for cooking channel.
Rob Appeal.
I don't know. It may have been, but it was.
Let's go with it.
But he started talking about you continually add pepper to the roasting process. And he was like, continue to add it. Yes. And he's like, so now I got to figure out. So he thought of that game, the electronic football game. He actually bought one and, like, tilted it and then put hops in a bowl and the vibrations continually
would just continually
pop.
Load it.
They would continually pop out as a bowl and continually go into the brew.
Interesting.
Yeah. That's and he brought that.
Cool.
That was, like, how he first started
that's
doing,
so
like, the
brewing,
like,
continuity.
Hopping. Yeah. And that,
yeah, how it's, like, hop for 60 minutes or 90. Like, because some people know, why is it 60 minute or 90 minute?
Right.
Why'd you go away? Because that counts as an
I sneezed. I'm sorry.
Expulsion of gas now.
Good
call, he just didn't want to sneeze on the cheese. You don't want a cheese sneeze.
You don't want to sneeze on the cheese.
You don't want to sneeze on the cheese.
Way to be considerate.
Sneeze on cheese.
I like
meal.
I like
a sneeze on cheese.
Oh my goodness.
My wife is my sister is finest whore Kazakhstan.
She's a number one
prostitute. All other countries.
Nice. I'm not going to turn around and
Why
look at
Ashley.
Why
are you telling everyone I'm your sister?
Right, yeah. Inferior potassium. I know you guys were sisters.
Are you Jew?
I
am a you gypsy magic.
The cockroach is coming. Oh,
they're turning into cockroaches.
This will become a classic DL episode.
I mean, anyone listening at this point
Seriously,
is obviously a hardcore
go
listener.
Go revisit Borat.
You can never
it still
not.
Holds up.
It does.
Oh,
I was on HBO not so long ago, and I giggled like a
Dustin, you know what it's time for.
Another beer.
Sponsor Spotlight.
All right. Distill Brewery, our sponsors for way longer than we thought they would be.
What troopers?
They are. They're fantastic. They broke ground on the new brewery. Things are looking good.
Boop. Pop that metal.
Pop that metal.
Popping coochies. What we are drinking. We are drinking.
Oh, that smells so good.
This is from the St. De Caroline, which if you've listened to
so
our
good.
Show before, we
Pick
have drank
some,
several of these. These are.
I have a confession.
You know what?
These are the ones that are
never
aged in the oak
before.
Barrels.
You never heard this show?
I've never heard this show.
Oh, man.
You've been on it like six times.
Yeah, I don't like listening to myself on the radio. My voice sounds weird.
You lie. You dog, you.
I cannot get enough of my voice.
You know what? Admittedly, these Santa Clara beers, they're not cheap. So someone might see them and say, hey, why is this beer $16-$17?
You know why? Because it's sitting in a barrel.
Yeah, so when a brewer, you know, they brew the this beer, it sits in a barrel, it takes up room in their warehouse, and we were there. They come around, and there's a lot of labor.
They check them on an daily basis.
It's not like
basis.
It just sits and they'll check. They check these beers.
So Double A has to walk around and be like, it's not ready yet.
And
would you say that they sit in the barrels for a while?
It's been a while.
Oh, yeah.
It's been a while.
It's been a while.
So this is a 9.9%.
And that's the thing, dude. These are sippers. They're good.
It's super winey.
It's a sour Belgian style ale.
I love the smell on this.
That is aged in the oak barrels. This is the Flanders Red from St. De Caroline.
Ned?
And I'm just because I think it's been several episodes since we've had a St. De Caroline.
Oh, my goodness.
So I'm going to read the description in case nobody knows what they are. St. De Caroline Reserve Sour Ales are naturally soured by spontaneous wild secondary fermentation and aging in oak barrels, with a microflora wonderfully unique to our downstate Illinois terroir, where we embrace the individual wild character of each barrel to produce beers of a wide variety of acidity, sourness, and unadulterated funkiness. That's what we love.
Get down!
We love that
Get down! That's Nas.
When stored properly at 55 degrees Fahrenheit, this beer can be cellared, but please, enjoy before you perish. Mm-hmm. Cheers.
That's the thing, yeah. These sour beers, that's the other thing. You can buy these things, sit on three,
enjoy
four, five,
enjoy before
six
your
years.
Robert Parrish. That's what they say, before your big chief.
A giant, tall black man.
Yes.
Enjoy before you become Robert Parrish?
Yes.
With short, white shorts on.
Did he have six rings for the Bulls?
He played with the Celtics, which technically should be pronounced Celtics, the Boston Celtics. Bad.
Boston for you.
It's not, though.
That's what Boston does. They pop cars in the yard and they fuck shit up.
Hey, do you know what?
Thanks again for this. We have this fresh off the line. Blake.
You might refer to khakis as pants, but in Boston, that's what you drive your car with. Your khakis.
Pretty funny. Fair enough.
That's really that's what we interrupted thanking our sponsor for that.
Thanks,
Joe. That was gold.
This is why I have the relationship with the sponsor and you don't.
You know, the only difference between me and you is when I get up, I make gold records.
Okay, Bruce Dickinson, I'm gonna shove your cowbell up your ass. So distill.
I got a fever.
You can ring that.
And the only prescription is more shitty jokes.
When are you coming back at IBWIP?
Who?
ASAP,
Blake.
I listened to that episode today, and I did laugh on my way to work, so.
I did my job.
Did you see the poop, I believe, is the name of the episode. Did you see the poop?
Oh my gosh, where did I see?
Please download
the poop? Where did I see the poop?
In a diaper?
There's so many places. Did Jackson forget to flush? That's why I'm talking about Maximo. Often, yes.
Please subscribe to IBWIP. Check out the episode, Did You See the Poop?
Yeah.
Actually, I'm on it.
Amazing.
Check out every episode, because I'm usually on it a lot, too. Mm-hmm. I just had to sit out that week, so.
It was the best
I let
Beer
Mansky jump in.
You
want to
hear something super pathetic?
What?
Yeah.
When I listen to that, I'm like, oh, you guys should have done this. You should have said this.
Yeah.
No.
That's why we want you to be on the show.
We need you on the show.
We tried getting you on the show, but you were busy.
I know. Sorry.
Oh, I'm Andy, and I'm busy.
I'm sorry.
I have kids and a wife that I care about.
I wouldn't go
I
bad.
Care about my family.
Yeah. I just dragged my girlfriend onto the show with me. Dragged so that way.
Literally.
Literally.
Drag me here.
She wore her hair in a bun, so
up.
I had an
yeah,
easier
Yeah, I saw.
Handle.
When you guys were getting out of the car, you had to come, like, untie your wrist. And I was like, Dustin, what's going on?
And then tell shit. Me, he was like, you better not scream.
Dustin.
I love the Louisville Slugger
Dustin.
At home. I didn't think I needed it here.
Oh, my God.
I didn't know you were like that.
Yeah, Dustin, there's so much to learn.
She likes it.
Did we ever get a thank Distill?
Yeah,
thank you, Distill.
Hey, Distill, as I'm joking about beating my girlfriend.
We love Distill.
Thanks for helping me forget beating my girlfriend.
He beat me to make me say that.
Oh, shit. If we lose our sponsorship, you can...
I think they're going to giggle about it.
Yeah, okay.
Because, you know...
They got a sense of humor.
Here's
it's giggly.
Blake, you're making noise.
Silly.
I knew that. As soon as I did it, I was like, oh, no.
All right, so...
Oh, look at that. Look how cool that looks.
He is drunk if he thinks a spinning bobble cap is entertaining.
Like five.
Okay. Oh, it's five. It's four, actually.
We've all been on this show several times before, so we don't really need to do the brewery conversation. And the
I have a question I thought of for
you. I got
you do yours and then I do mine.
What I wanted to see was, is there a new beer that you've drank recently that you've really enjoyed and you think people should check out? Jason, I'm going to skip you because I know you haven't drank anything that anybody wants to try.
That'll be fine.
Yep. Freckles, have you had something recently that you really enjoyed?
Yes, I have, actually.
Okay.
So, I had the Oddside Ales Weeby Jammin'.
Okay.
And it legitimately tastes just like a peanut butter and jelly sandwich.
What?
And
is this available locally?
Where did I get that?
Did you pick it up at Binny's or at
Todd? Oh, I got it in Bloomington.
But you know what? Oddside Ales are available in Peoria, too.
Okay,
I've seen them at Friar Tuck. A lot of them have been...
Peanut butter jelly is like my second favorite food.
It's my go-to.
And I can second it.
It's my jam.
I drank one, and it did legitimately taste like a peanut butter jelly.
That's pretty funny.
It really does.
It was very odd.
It's strange, but it's still...
This is strange.
What is happening?
You are drunk.
Magic is happening.
All right, so we got the Weeby Jammin' from Oddside Ales for Freckles. Andy, what have you drank recently that you really like?
Four Freckles or five Freckles?
She's got more than five.
Way more than five.
I haven't drank anything, really.
Lies.
I know.
I
jumped back into Dogfish Head. The Indian Brown Ale, it's a salad. I love it. It's brown ale, though. I know you don't like brown ales. You whispering assholes.
People can hear you. Whispering winds. I want to have sex with Juan.
Juan Lopez?
Shh.
You just give him a shout at every show, don't you?
Yeah, sometimes. Yeah. Number one listener.
Does he even listen?
He listens to every show.
Okay,
all
right.
Love him.
Well, we follow him on Instagram. I just didn't know if he listened.
Oh, yeah, he listens.
He doesn't comment on Facebook.
He's not a big commenter. He needs to be.
Get with the program, Juan.
I don't know if you want him to comment, because when he does comment on stuff once in a while, he's usually a... Uh-oh. He's Obi-Wan, is what I call him.
Obi-Wan?
So he's a tampon?
He's way bigger traitor than
tampon
I am.
Tampon Juan?
Whoa!
I don't get that right.
Nobody insults Juan.
OB?
The Dapper Dun?
It's a tampon.
He is a Dapper Dun.
I'm the Dapper Caster.
Dapper.
You are the Dapper Caster.
I'm the Dapper
Juan
caster.
Actually might be coming out this fall to hang out with me.
That's cool. We'll have him on the show, I'm sure.
Oh my god. That's actually a really good idea.
He's going to hang out
with
Juan.
He's going to come out and you didn't even think, like, I'll have him on my beer podcast
I'm a terrible person.
You are.
I'm sorry.
Is he a Juan Tomeo?
The fact that this is the first I hear of it, my first thought is, we'll have him on the show. And you're like, yeah, he's going to stay at my house and we're going to hang out and drink beers. And, like, I didn't even think to have him.
Why does he sound like that?
Hey.
That's what Blake
sounds like. He's from Boston.
Hang out and drink beers.
That's what Blake sounds like when he's really drunk.
That's the kind of yard.
Yeah. He was already talking about the khakis.
Getting my khakis.
Khakis.
So I was just going
pants. It's what you start
Blake, what have you drank recently that you really enjoyed?
I'll tell you what I've drunk recently.
Drank.
Drunk.
Drunk.
You're using...
Drunk's a good song.
Present Perfect, I believe. You're using helping...
Skeet, motherfucker.
I just say that in case my mom's listening. She would have turned it off at this point.
Yeah. She'd be calling you, by the way.
Yeah, I know.
My mom's not listening because my dad and my daughter aren't on the show.
My mom was like, one time, she was like, I listened for a little bit, and I was like, oh, God.
Oh.
I was like, my mom... I'm sorry, Mom.
Me sideways.
I'm sorry. She's like, yeah, your mouth, you got a little bit of potty mouth. Oh, no.
More of a shark mouth.
But I guess one of my favorite recent, like, fairly easily, well, it was seasonal, but the Sumatra Brown from Founders.
That one was good.
I really liked that a lot.
Deep,
but that's
rich.
Not like a year-round or, you know,
mahogany-ish.
Anything, but that as far as beers I've had recently that were probably for most people listening pretty available, I really enjoyed that Sumatra Brown. It was
mm-hmm.
good, just great
good.
Coffee flavor.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't taste real strong, but you could buy a 4-pack and you'd be like, "This is feeling very good."
Mm-hmm. I'm looking at my Untappd check-ins recently.
That's what she said.
And
I should just look at my
Marion the Agrarian. From Upland, it smells like meat.
Sound of Music reference.
It does.
Smells like meat. Wow, what an endorsement.
I'm just saying, it smelled like meat. It was weird. The Pipeworks Cherry Truffle Abduction was delicious. I got to drink almost the entire bomber because it was just, what'd you say? It was like too sweet or something for you?
The what?
The cherry truffle abduction, that stout.
Oh, yeah, it was just too much.
Oh, it was too delicious.
Sweet. Too sweet.
Wolfpack.
Wolfpack. Yeah.
There you go. However, I do want to give a shout out to Mars Community Brewing Company out of Chicago. We've had a couple of theirs. We had the Ruby's Tears, which was very, very salty, which was appropriate. But we had the Hop Goes a Weasel. Hop Goes the Weasel.
Hip-hop goes along with the weasel.
Yeah, I see
the,
a nice third base reference. That one was very tasty. We picked that up at Binny's in Naperville as well. So, yeah, just I've been drinking a lot of good Chicago beer lately. Had some good ones at Solemn Oath. Maplewood's Crushinator was a pretty good
I got one here that I found that that actually the Juan did send me, and if you're ever near Tahoe Mountain Brewing, I don't know where they're distributed. I mean, obviously probably
like Tahoe.
I would say near Lake Tahoe. I don't know how far the area, if it's only brewery only. I think they distribute a little, but he sent me a beer. It's called Viejo Rojo, which was a Flanders-style ale aged in oak with fresh cherries and blueberries. It was awesome, but I've had some of their others, like Saison with peach and apricot. He sent me like a lot of their beers, never had a bad one. So if you ever see any Tahoe Mountain Brewing stuff, and you're into, I mean, if you're not into kind of like sours or Saisons, you know, you're probably not going to like it, but if you like any of that stuff at all, or even if you're not sure, I mean, they're awesome, and they taste great, and they got like good fruit flavor, and that would be, I guess, the other one aside from that.
Great.
All right, well, folks,
I love Lucky Charms.
Shut the fuck up. I think that concludes another episode of
Drunken like Lullabies.
Thank you,
Bottle Cap Kid. Right, thanks for hanging in there.
Hey, not so fast.
What?
Pick of the week.
Oh, we already know his pick of the week.
Dick of the week.
Yeah, asshole.
Pick of the week.
It might have changed.
Who are you going to send a dick pic to this week?
Oh my god. Anyone who asks.
I'll take two.
Revved Up or the Distill.
Okay.
I can't decide. The Revved Up was very kind of subtle.
Go with the sponsor.
You said the Ars Memoria originally, and you just switched.
No, I didn't. I said the Revved Up before.
He did.
And then the Distill, I'm liking sours, so I honestly can't decide.
That's awesome that you like that.
Go with the sours. They're not for everybody. They're like Fresca. So if you enjoy the sour, go with that.
Okay,
Distill it is. Don't you want the Fanta?
No.
Distill it is.
Okay.
It's okay.
All
right. I still enjoy it.
Blake.
I'm torn right now. I'm between the Saint Decara and the Share This coffee and probably the Share This coffee. Although the Saint Decara would be my second.
Oh, and the PBR? How's the PBR?
There is a PBR down
there. Chug
it. Oh, yeah. Oh, shit. This was our backup chug beer.
Sorry.
I'm going to get video.
Why are you going to put it in a glass?
Why not?
He's eloquent.
Yeah, he's very eloquent.
I can't drink out of a can.
He's not an animal.
He's not.
An animal.
An animal.
That's an Elephant Man reference.
It is. Hope you got that on video.
I did. That's how the video opens.
Uh-oh.
All right.
Snipple bips.
This is a bonus chug after six beers. This is what you call a bad decision.
Oh, he's going over the top!
Over the top.
Oh, do Lincoln it. Hawk.
Oh, he's chugging like me. This was a bad idea.
No, I just swallowed air.
Milk was a bad choice.
Andy.
Oh, he's got good form. Good form.
Go, Drunkle.
Oh,
it's your birthday.
Oh, well done.
Yeah.
Well done. Oh, yes.
Good job, Andy.
Thank you.
There you go. Perfect. All right, so we've had two chugs this episode. Andy, so...
It's bananas.
What, Blake, did you pick?
Yeah, Share This. Barely edged out the Saint Decara.
Andy, your pick?
I'm really torn between Share This and Ridiculous. And the PBR just
joined. You are a big stout guy.
I'm a big stout guy, but I love IPAs so much.
Same here.
And Founders.
Wait, am I licensed to be
You have 5 seconds, or I'm...
Share this.
Okay. So share this. Freckles, what was your pick?
Sorry, mine was between either the Share This or the Saint Dakara.
What?
And I think that I'm definitely going to go with the Share This.
That is very surprising.
We were the same? Oh, I love it, Freckles.
She went with the Imperial Stout over two solid IPAs.
I would not have guessed that. I love it. I love it. Freckles throwing a curveball.
She is. She's
that's not
a curveball.
Even a curveball. That's a screwball is what that was.
I mean, mine, I love the Saint Dakara, but I usually don't consider the sponsor spotlight ones I choose.
Okay.
So it would be between the Squall and the Ridinculous.
Ridinculous?
I love
which one?
You.
I love you singing.
I love you.
I love your voice. Morning and in the afternoon. I love you in the evening and when the sky's blue moon. Oh, skidamarinkadinkydink, skidamarinkydoo. This is really messed up.
Yay, Sharon Ross.
I can't believe that just happened. That would not have happened at the beginning of the show, but give us six or seven different beers, and that'll happen.
Gotta love old school Nickelodeon.
How high were those guys?
Oh, they were totally high. Sharon Lois and Bram were like the children's television equivalent of Peter, Paul, and Mary.
I feel like making
her ridiculously high.
Making any kids show, I feel like everyone is high that makes that show. Like, seriously, it's like, what will kids like? Whatever I like when I'm super
Captain
fucking high.
Captain Feather Sword and the Wiggles.
Seriously, I'm looking like Hey Arnold, like football head and stuff. Like, what, you're high when you come up with this stuff.
All right, well, I think I gotta go kid. With
Doug Funny and Skeeter.
You may think the Ridinculous, but I gotta go with the Squall.
That was good. Honestly, I liked it.
Good curve Squall.
I mean, you could have gone with Share This. Wow, that was a stretch.
Yeah,
that wasn't that.
That was
that
the reach.
Work.
Yeah, I threw from the
that
stretch
didn't
there.
Work.
I didn't go from the wide up. I went from the stretch. Yeah.
The runner stole second on that one.
That happens.
Yeah. All right. Lester. Well, I gotta say, this was a pretty fun episode.
Had a good time. May your music be cold.
The Furious Five.
Be loud.
From hardwood to, I don't even know what I'm going to call this.
Get drunk on
yet.
Me. Use the ice to ice your marbles down.
Can I plug Couch Pilots? Is that cool?
Oh yeah. What's on Jason?
Wait. You actually want to plug Couch Pilots?
You can plug.
You never want to plug Couch Pilots.
I never want to because I know Blake wants me to do it so bad that I just don't do it despite him.
That's awesome. Well played, sir.
Oh, goodness.
Well played.
Drunken Lullabies, of course, is on the FCF network. So is Couch Pilots, a great show with me and the podcasting god. Amen.
Oh, our listeners know all about it.
Oh, well, here I am back to plug it in person. Check out Couch Pilots. It's a funny podcast where we watch television episodes that only had one episode. And we break them down. We dig into them. We have a lot of fun. We've had a lot of guests on, including Dustin, for
not
a couple
me.
Episodes.
Thanks for nothing.
We have yet to have Blake on. We're not really interested in having him on.
But, you shouldn't be.
But check us out. Rate us on iTunes. Download, subscribe. We have a lot of fun. Bitch. And so can you. Couch Ooh. Pilots on the FCF Network.
Okay. And I also want to say, Blake Clayton, our producer, network guru, podcasting god, nipple tweaker, he sent me...
He's the sweet dog owner.
He sent me
sweet dog.
The download totals for this week.
Sorry.
And I just want to say thank you to everybody who's been listening to the show. We've had a lot of downloads this week, so I'm thinking there's new people checking us out, and I don't care how you found us, but we appreciate it.
Thank you for looking for Flogging Molly's song, Drunken Lullabies,
exactly.
on iTunes and accidentally
exactly.
clicking on our podcast.
Share
we
it.
Appreciate it.
And you know what?
We appreciate that.
We would love to hear...
Nice. I'm here already.
If you like the show, if you don't like the show, we just want to hear feedback.
What are your feedback or ideas
so
for the show?
Send us an email at drunkenlullabiespodcast@yahoo.com.
How many emails have we had? What, two?
/blackalicious?
No, there's no there's no black.
That's
slash.
If you have an idea, we'll
black
do it. Or some game to do on the show, or
black
some
slash?
Crazy
yeah.
weird idea. Like,
also,
we're pretty open. We're trisexuals. We'll try anything.
We are very
Once.
Interactive on
Once.
Facebook.
Many
twice. Yes.
Look us up on Facebook under Drunken Lullabies Podcast. Send us a message. Like the page. Follow it. Comment
boom,
on
boom.
Our pictures. Anytime Blake and I are drinking heavily, we post the pictures on Instagram,
yes,
which you can
do.
Find at Drunken Lullabies Podcast. Also, they get posted on our Facebook feed.
Yep.
So again,
so
like us on
plugging.
Facebook, and you'll see all of the...
This is more plugging than a porn.
I don't know about that.
I also started recently. I found all my old wrestling figures.
Yes.
Yes. Oh, so good.
I love the pictures. Not going to lie. You've been posting.
They're hidden.
And I've been putting a wrestling figure. There's a vintage wrestling figure posing with every beer I drink now when I post the pictures.
Where did you find these figures?
I found them in a box.
And it's B-hole.
Okay, when Freckles moved in, I had to do
it. He had a good BM.
He had a good shirt.
Deep clean. And I found all my old wrestling figures. And I was like, I'm gonna do something fun with these. So yeah. I have them posing with my beard.
It's pretty sweet, I won't lie. You had Dusty Rhodes.
I can't figure out where they're with coming from.
Dusty Rhodes, hard times.
I've had hard times.
I've wanted to dine with kings and queens. And I'm slipping alleys and ain't poking beans.
So good.
Talking about hard times.
Oh, all right, so
anyways, until next week. May your music be loud and your beers be cold. We will see you, Drunkomaniacs, in a week.
Penis.
Shut the fuck up.
Sharp.
This has been a Fakakta Comedy Funhouse production. Produced by Dustin Wyckoff. Executive produced by Blake Clayton. For more information and content, go to fcfnetwork.com.